our sinful use of words and renew the use of our mouths for speaking the wondrous things of God. Today, God holds up this gospel that we might pray along with the blessed David. Set a guard, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. And as we pray with David, St. Paul shows us how to use our words as God intends. In our epistle reading, Paul shows us what Jesus opens our mouths and loosens our tongues to say. He says, if you confess with your mouth, if you use your words to proclaim and express your faith in Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Salvation. God has promised to save you from your sins, even your sinful misuse of words. And he shows us that salvation in the gospel today as Christ opens that deaf-mute man's ears and loosens his tongue as a preview of what he's going to do for all of us in the life of the world to come. God shows us his salvation by Christ on the cross and the final words he said right before he died. It is finished. Were Jesus' final words before he breathed his last upon the cross. In that moment, from the cross of Calvary, as Jesus is dying, he uses his words to tell us that our sin is finished, that death is defeated, that all our battles with the devil are over for good, and that it's high time we start to use our words right. In those precious words of Christ, it is finished, we see the same power of God at work that we see when we watch Jesus and that man in the gospel, as Jesus says, Ephphatha to him, and opens up his ears and tongue. When Jesus speaks, no matter if it's beside the Sea of Galilee to a deaf, mute man, or if it's from the cross on Calvary, or if it's by the Holy Spirit here in this chapel in Sauk Rapids, no matter where Jesus speaks, when he speaks, we see the power of God at work to work faith in the hearts of all who hear his word. When Jesus speaks, we see the power of God at work to repair our broken bodies, to forgive our sin, to heal our sickness, to relieve our suffering, to rescue us from sin, death, the devil, and hell, to fill us up with unending life, and even to put the power of his words in our mouth. So put away your sinful misuse of words. Set your heart to speak with the mind and the mouth of Christ Jesus. Use your words to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God has raised him from the dead. Use your words to express the belief that is in your heart that by the power of Jesus' word, your words are made holy and your life is made eternal. Use your words as God intends. Use your words for good. Use your words to reveal Christ and his gracious salvation. Because the day is coming, the last day, the great day of the Lord is coming. And on that day, you will hear Jesus' words come forth from his mouth.
just like that formerly deaf man in the gospel heard Jesus speak to him. On that great day, you will hear Jesus say, Ephatha, open up! But he won't be talking to your ears. And he's not going to be talking to your tongue. On that day, Jesus will be talking to your coffin. He'll be talking to the grave. When Jesus says, Ephatha, open up, on the last day, the very ground in which you are buried will be opened up. And yes, your tongue will be loose. Yes, your ears will be opened. Your whole body will be perfected in God's glory. And we will all be raised up to live and to speak with the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever. Such is the power of Jesus' word. Such is the power of Jesus, the eternal Word made flesh. So God grant that by His grace, we use our words to speak His Word and to reveal His great salvation in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.